Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The center fielder, Miguel DeLone. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Del Alston. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Serum covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough fires to first and picks off Norwood. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wilfong scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Cubbage moves to third. Adams moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive towards the mound. Serum reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew bunts in front of the plate. Essien picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Essien. Carew moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Adams reaches second base with a double. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-1 in the game. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Wallace now playing center field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace who is chasing the ball. Ford reaches third base with a triple. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton pinch hits for Joe Wallace. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Burke now playing center field. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong bunts towards third. Duncan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norwood scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Essien and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Guerrero reaches third base with a triple. Daryl Woodard pinch runs for Mario Guerrero. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0 for 2 in the game. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodard scores. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman pinch hits for Mike Edwards. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Daryl Woodard now playing second base. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke strikes out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 3 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Rick Langford pinch runs for Dave Revering. Darrell Woodard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.